we're going to talk about today is actually the first 5 steps that you should be taking if you're starting from scratch. So this is perfect for you. If I went on your profile, would I click the follow button? Is there a reason I would click that? If I was a fashion influencer, however, what I would be doing is creating fashion content that's helpful. Most fashion influencers, if you actually kind of do research, they just post a lot of cute pictures with outfits, but they don't really give too much information. I would actually start giving people tips on what kind of things you should wear in the wintertime, what kind of outfits you can wear in the summertime, outfits under $100, 5 ways to style jeans, and that's gonna help you stand out. Hello and welcome to Start Your Influence Podcast. This is Valerie, host, entrepreneur, social media expert, and influencer. I'm super excited that you're here, and this is a place where you can truly learn how Instagram works, how social media works, and use it to grow your account and build an influence. So today we're actually going to dive into how you can start on Instagram even if you don't have a set up account. So if you are somebody who's starting off, who maybe had an account for a while, but now you actually want to take it seriously, create a business out of Instagram, start making money, or even getting free products off of Instagram through brands, then this is the place for you to be. And before we actually dive into the topic, if you have a chance to actually share this on your profile, so take a screenshot of this podcast, no matter where you're listening, on Spotify, Apple Music, or even somewhere else, just take a screenshot and share it on your Instagram story so others can use this amazing resource. So if you find this useful, I'm sure others will as well. So don't forget to post that on your stories, and don't forget to tag me as well. Use my at Valerie Lisitsina, and then I will be able to repost you and give you some of my clout from my profile, and you're gonna get a little bit of exposure as well. So I love sharing your guys' screenshots and reposts of the actual podcast episodes. This podcast episode is brought to you by Instagram Marketing 101 2.0. So if you don't know about my program, it is a tool that can help you grow in thousands on Instagram and also start making money as a respected influencer. So this program has hundreds of students who have seen success, and 2.0 is the actual updated version of the program that came out in 2021. So this is an amazing course that can really take you from ground up. I am taking you with your hand in my hand and leading you to the growth that you want to see. So this program has over 20 lessons. I have PDF guides that can help you, Excel sheets, Word documents, and I have group live sessions with my students monthly where we talk about our progress, we sit down, and I even get to answer your guys' questions that you may have about your growth, especially if you have been struggling with certain things. Once you have taken my course, maybe you're struggling with certain aspects in your account, I get to sit with you and do live sessions. So that is my program, Instagram Marketing 101 2.0. You can go ahead and check that out. If you're listening on Spotify version, there's going to be a link in the description of this podcast episode. If not, then that's okay. You can go ahead and check it out on my profile on Instagram. Inside my bio, I have so much information, as well as on my highlights on Instagram. I love sharing my program, and that is why I do these podcasts. It gives me the opportunity to actually shoot them, to sit down and create free content for you guys. So that is the sponsor. Instagram Marketing 101 2.0 is the sponsor of this podcast episode. Now, I know that if you are starting your Instagram from scratch, it may feel super overwhelming, as if like, what do I even do? I know how I felt when I first started on Instagram. I was like, this is crazy. There's so much work to be done. I feel like I will never reach the point of becoming a real influencer, or, you know, having 100,000 followers, 50,000 followers. That's just way too much. That's crazy. It's going to take me probably years and years and years of work to do. And that is why I'm here, because I want to show you that that's not true, that actually it is possible to grow your account in 40,000 followers in 1 month, 20,000 followers in 1 month, and I even grew 100,000 followers in 1 week this month. So through Instagram Reels. So if you have not heard, it's a pretty big deal. And I love that, because now I have even more proof to you guys that you can do the same, even if you're starting from scratch. And Actually, what we're going to talk about today is actually the first five steps that you should be taking if you're starting from scratch. So this is perfect for you. If you have the opportunity to take some notes right now, you definitely should. I recommend, because if you're going to be listening to these tips, but you don't actually take action on them, then they really won't benefit you in any way, shape, or form. So go ahead and take notes on a piece of pen, on a piece of paper, not on a pen. And if you even have the opportunity on maybe on your phone inside notes, you can go ahead and jot these down. But again, if you're driving, if you're doing this at the gym, maybe just do this later. I don't want you to crash or stop your workout. So number one, I'm just going to do an overview of what we're going to go over before we dive into each topic. Number one is you're going to have to pick a niche. Number two, you're going to have to create a business account. Number three, optimize your bio on Instagram. Number four, create savable content. And five, use hashtags. So that is exactly what we're going to talk about today. I'm going to dive deep into each topic so you get the full experience, you understand exactly how it works, exactly what you need to do next. On my information, on my educational content, I like to give you guys real tips, real actionable steps. I hate surface level information. Like when I first started on Instagram, let me tell you guys, I was searching for information everywhere. So exactly, I was looking at courses, I was looking at programs, workshops. I DM'd influencers on Instagram for help. And let me tell you, people don't like, they kind of BS it, honestly. Like the tips that I got were so funny. Now that I look back at it, like people would be like, just engage with other profiles and you'll be fine. You'll start growing. Or some girls would tell me, you just need to post every day. But honestly, if you post every day, but you don't worry about your growth methods, you don't worry about optimizing your profile using hashtags, that's not going to help at all. So that is why I'm even doing this, because the advice that I got was total BS, and that kind of stopped me in so much ways. Like it really made my growth so much slower, and I wish somebody gave me advice that actually worked. And that's why I'm here today. I want to give you guys advice that actually works, step by steps that you need to take, and that will actually bring you followers, start giving you brand collaboration opportunities, and so on. So whatever your goal is, I'm here to help you with that. First step we're going to talk about in how you can start on Instagram, even if you don't have a set up Instagram account, is picking a niche. So I always talk about picking a niche. I don't know if you have noticed, especially if you listen to my podcast episodes regularly, you probably heard this a lot of times, which means I think it's very important. So what is a niche? A niche is a topic that your account is focused in. And why is that important? It is important because if you don't have a niche in your account, people, first of all, will not follow you. And second, while the people who are following you, they're confused on your account, why they even follow you in the first place, what kind of content you're going to post tomorrow, after tomorrow, because maybe one day you're posting pictures of your dog, the next day you're posting vacation photos, and on the third day you're posting nutrition facts or some kind of smoothie recipes. And it's just very confusing, because I don't get if your account is about dogs, pets, or if your account is about travel, or if your account is about healthy lifestyle. I don't understand that as a follower, because it's very confusing. You have new posts about different subjects every single day, and that's something you want to avoid. If you're doing that, most likely your followers are very, very confused. And the reason why you want to pick a niche is because, for example, let's just think about the people we follow. So the people I follow, the people you follow on Instagram. So most likely, we both follow people for a reason. So I have people that I follow on Instagram who are fashion influencers, and I love getting fashion inspiration from them. Then I have other influencers who I follow who do makeup and beauty, like tutorials and creations, inspiration. And I like to follow them because sometimes I need a little bit of ideas or inspiration for my makeup looks. And that's the reason why I follow them. I also follow certain gym or fitness influencers who post workout videos, and I use their workout videos when I go to the gym myself. So there's a reason why I'm following every influencer. I am sure that the reason you follow me on Instagram is because I give you tips, I give you motivation, I help you with engagement, with support, with like times. That's the reason you follow me. You don't follow me because I have a little sister who's super cute, or I have a cat that I post every day, or that I have super aesthetic photos. That simply isn't a reason that you would follow me, but you would follow me because there's a specific value that I'm giving you. So same thing applies to somebody who's following your account. So think about it this way. What are you bringing to people? What topic are you specialized in? What topic is your account focused in? That is something you need to have. And if you don't have that, then it's really hard for people to decide when they see your profile if they're going to click on that follow button. Like, if I went on your profile, let's just think about this as well. If I went on your profile, would I click the follow button? Because is there a reason I would click that? If you are a fashion influencer and you start posting fashion outfits, fashion videos, like Reels videos with tips, which is really, really viral right now, you should definitely do that. Then maybe I would actually click that follow button because I can see the value that you're gonna bring me. And what if I go on your profile and you have random pictures from your vacation, from, I don't know what you do, you know, like random activities, you post random photos every day, and there's really no reason why I would follow you. And even, let me talk about this too, because there's girls who create really good content, like photo-wise, like there's a lot of aesthetic pictures, girls who have pretty feeds on Instagram, but as a follower, how does that benefit me? Like, honestly, I'm really happy that you have cute aesthetic photos, that you have cute outfits. But if you're not giving me tips or value, there's no reason why I would follow you. So that is another thing. I know I see a lot of girls who post good photos, and they're good photos. Like, they're not bad. They're quality. They're maybe taken on their phones, but they're edited very well. And they have cute outfits on, and they have like aesthetic coffee pictures. But how does that benefit me when I stalk you on Instagram, or if I see you like in my explore page and I click on you? Is there a value that you bring me? What is your niche? Are you a fashion influencer who specializes in fashion and you're going to give me tips? You post outfit ideas, you post the tags that you get your products from. Is that something that you bring to me? If that is the case, then people will want to follow you. But if you are just posting cute pictures, random photos from random places, and every day you switch up your topic, that is a no mistake that you should definitely improve and think about when you're starting on Instagram. So glad we got that out of the way. We definitely went a little deep on the niche and understanding how it really works. And I'm happy because I really want you guys to seal this in your head and understand this, because as you are going to start growing on Instagram and working on Instagram, spending more time, you're going to understand this even more. I didn't understand this when I first started off. I didn't see the importance of picking a niche, but now I really see how valuable this is, and I want you to understand that as well. Lastly, on top of that, if you still want to see more information on how to pick a niche, then you need to go ahead and check out my latest podcast episode where I talk about how to pick a niche on Instagram. If you don't know how to do that, if you still don't have anything in your head that sparks an idea of what your account's going to be about, then definitely check that out. My second tip to you guys today on how you can start on Instagram, even if you don't have a set up account right now, is to create a business account. Again, it's to create a business account on Instagram. Now, why? Because here are my two top reasons why you need to create a business account if you don't have one yet on Instagram. Is number one, you can get found by brands, by people who are searching for you. So when you create a business account, you have the option to add your location. You can also add your email and phone as contact information. So obviously, I don't want to say that you need to add your phone, because sometimes there's people who are weird on Instagram, and I'm not saying that you should add a phone number. But if you're like a business that people want to call, to get quotes or pricing, then you can. Personally, I don't add my phone information on there because that'd be scary. But number two, you can add your email, and that is awesome. So if you don't yet have a business account on Instagram, please, please, please switch right now. You can add your email contact information and your location, which is awesome. When brands find your profile and they see that, okay, she's located in Seattle, that's good. A lot of brands want you to be located in certain areas to work with you. That is great. And also their email contact, your email contact, because a lot of brands will contact you through Instagram, and it's very professional to have an email rather than a DM. Most brands actually will contact you via email versus DMs. That's just how brands work. It's a lot more convenient for them. And the second reason why you should create a business account on Instagram is to access analytics. This is super important. Listen up. Analytics, if you don't know what that is just statistics on your account. So once you create business account, you can see who your audience is. Like, you can see if it's 80% female, 20% male audience, where they're from. So what location your followers are from. Is it from USA? Is it from Mexico, Brazil, United Kingdom? Wherever your followers are from, it will show that in analytics. You can see how old your audience is. So who are your audience? What is their age? And this is really awesome information. And also, brands need this information. So a lot of times when you're going to be working with brands, especially when you start growing, people and managers from the brands will actually ask for your analytics before they want to work with you. Or they'll ask you what your rates are with the analytics attached, and a lot of times they appreciate that if you can send it in. And again, the two reasons why you should have a business account on Instagram is, number one, you can get found by brands with your contact email, with your phone number, with your location tag. And number two, you can access analytics, which is important. Super, super important. I recommend that brands will need this as well. Once you start working with the brands, they will need these insights, your analytics. And on top of that, you can also promote. So another third reason, actually additional one, is that you can promote your posts, and you can actually run ads through Facebook ads. So if you didn't know, Facebook actually owns Instagram, so FYI, and you can actually run ads once you start creating a business account. You can run ads on Instagram, like advertising your page, your posts, and you can only do this once you have a business account. That's a little addition to that. And another thing I actually had someone ask me was, hey, I don't want to create a business account because I don't want to start over with my account. And that's wrong. So when you actually create a business account, you don't have to start a new page. You don't have to start from zero. You don't have to delete your photos. All you have to do is switch to business account, and everything your profile already had is saved. So please don't get that confused, because somebody actually messaged me that. They're like, hey, I don't want to switch to business account because I'm scared I have to start over. You don't need to start over. You actually get to save everything you had, and then you just, when you switch to business account, you just have access to the things that you didn't have access to, but everything you posted previously is saved. So I don't want you guys to be scared that you're like starting over again. No, you get all of your information that you previously had saved, and you don't need to worry about that at all. Moving right along to number three, the third step you need to take when starting from scratch and growing your Instagram is to optimize your bio. So I talk about this very often as well, because it's just as important as picking a niche. And what that means when I say optimize your bio is to really have a profile account that is professional, especially on your bio. So the bio is a section that talks about yourself on your profile on the top, where we see your bio description, we see your username, we see your profile picture. And these are the areas that people see first when they go on your profile. So if I found your profile on Instagram by accident, or maybe you promoted it or something like that, when I clicked on it, I would see and read your bio first, and then I would kind of go and look through your pictures, and then I would decide if I actually want to follow you. And the bio is very important, because it's kind of like your resume when you're going to get a job. This is your shot at converting your follower for them to actually follow you. And sometimes this is actually something people overlook. They kind of forget to optimize your bio, and let me just give you a checklist now what you should do when optimizing your bio. If you don't know what that means, this first time of you hearing of optimizing your bio, then this is the steps you should be taking. Write these down if you can. So the first on our checklist is to simply have a simple username. So I want you guys to have a simple username. And the reason why is, especially if you have the chance to create a new username, because if you're starting off, this is a great time to change your username. If you already have like 100,000 followers, changing your username may be just a little bit too late because people are already used to your username and then they're gonna forget how to search for your account. So for my case, I probably wouldn't change my username because it's too late, even if I wanted to, because I already have too much following. But if you're starting off, then you can definitely change your username. Again, don't change it every week. I recommend only changing it once or twice in the whole lifetime of your account. But if you're starting up, if you're still picking your username, make sure it is something that is easy to spell out. So make sure your username is something that is easy to spell out. So if I gave your username to somebody on the street and if they could actually spell it out, that would be amazing. So if your username is Kate Travel, then if somebody can spell out Kate Travel, that means it's a good username. If your username is Jessica Wogochewski.net or something like that, if it's way too long and it's just confusing, most likely it's not a good username because it's very hard to spell out. It's and maybe very long as well. So again, try to have something that anyone can spell out, that's not too difficult, that doesn't have 10,000 numbers in it, something that is easy to spell, easy to remember, and preferably short. And that is my tip for your username. Next is searchable bold words. So there's a searchable bold word on your profile, and it's the first letter that is dark. And on that profile, what that means is it's a searchable tag. So when you use that part of your profile as a searchable tag, so for example, if I was a photographer in the Seattle area, and instead of putting my name in that area, which you shouldn't be doing, and you actually put photography in Seattle area or Seattle photographer, then when people are going to be searching Seattle photographers on Instagram, your name will pop up first because in this bold black area, you put photographer in the Seattle area or Seattle photographer. And that is the perks of using that black bold searchable area on your bio. If you don't use it and you don't put your niche, your topic in that area, you're losing following. You're losing the opportunity for people to find your account organically. So you're not paying anything for this exposure. You're not doing anything for this exposure. Simply by putting your topic in this area, you're also going to get people finding your account, clicking on your account. So if I was, for example, a fashion influencer, I would put fashion ideas, fashion tips, fashion clothing in this black bold spot. If I was a mama blogger who does pictures with her kids, who talks about mom life, then I would put mama blogger or motherhood blogger, that in that area. If I was somebody who did nutrition and wellness, then I would put nutrition and wellness in that area. I would not put your name because your name is not that important. If you're not Kim Kardashian or Justin Bieber, people most likely will not be searching for your name. People who don't know you will not be searching for your name. You're not that popular, sadly. As much as I wish we were, we're not. So people will be searching for fashion. However, people will be searching for shoes, for clothing, for the products that you sell, maybe for the topic that your account is in, they will be searching for that. And if you use that area for people to be able to find you, you're doing the right thing. So that is another key that I really recommend. Also, have a quality profile picture. Make sure it is not dark. Make sure you can actually see your face. Make sure it's a close-up of your face and not a full body shot, because it's very hard to see anybody in that little like 2-centimeter photo. It's so small that if you have a full body picture, that's not really smart, because you should have your full face instead, because it's already so tiny. That space for your profile picture is very small. And lastly, let's talk about your bio description, like what you're actually putting in your your bio as your description when you're talking about your profile. Make sure that you put value, so you bring value in this area and why people should follow you. If you go on, look on my Instagram account, I actually tell you guys that I can help you make money and grow on Instagram by becoming a respected influencer. That is my description. That is what I do. That is how I can help people. And that really helps people follow my account because they see, oh, okay, so she can actually help me grow my Instagram account. Okay, she can actually help me make money on Instagram. Cool. That's actually a good reason to follow her account. So that's kind of what somebody thinks when they see my bio description. Now, think about this. What do people think when they see your description? Are you telling people that you can benefit them in a certain way? If you are, that's really, really good. That is a step further. You're actually converting that person. You're telling them the benefit, the value that you can bring them. So that is very important. Make sure that your bio actually shows this. It's going to really help convert and bring in more followers. So that is what I have to say when it comes to optimizing your bio. Use these tips. Please make sure your bio is correctly done, that it is going to be converting people on Instagram. Number four, when you're starting from scratch, when it comes to creating content, is to create savable content. So that is our fourth tip for today. We're almost done with most of them. So create savable content. So what is savable content? That is content that somebody wants to come back to. So if you're posting something that is very useful to somebody, they're either going to save it with a pin on Instagram, they're going to either send it to a friend, or they're going to just screenshot it and come back to it later because it's that good. And that is the kind of content you want to be pushing out on Instagram. This is the kind of content that's going to get noticed by people. And why you want to create savable content versus just basic photos is because you're actually going to stand out from other bloggers on Instagram. My people always ask me this question, like, there's so much influencers, how do I stand out? And I always tell my students is that first thing you have to do is you actually have to start creating content that's actually valuable. So if you're a fashion influencer, especially fashion, because it's a kind of a saturated market, but again, doesn't mean that you can't grow in it. If I was a fashion influencer, however, what I would be doing is creating fashion content that's helpful. So most fashion influencers, if you actually kind of do research, they just post a lot of cute outfits, pictures with outfits, kind of cute purses, close-up shots, details, but they don't really give too much information. So if I was like a fashion influencer, I would actually start giving people tips on what kind of things you should wear in the wintertime, what kind of outfits you can wear in the summertime, outfits under $100, 5 ways to style jeans, like really good content that can really be useful to people, and that's going to help you stand out. So creating saleable content when you're first starting off on Instagram is key. This is going to be the content that you're going to be pushing out. Number five, our last tip when you're starting off on Instagram is to use hashtags. So hashtags still work. If you have heard people say that hashtags don't work anymore, they're most likely people who don't know how to use hashtags. So if people tell me, hey, hashtags don't work anymore, I'm like, honey, do you actually know how to use hashtags? Because let me show you guys, I'm actually going to look through my impressions real quick. Wow, you guys are not going to believe this. I just opened up my Instagram analytics and I just looked at my impressions from hashtags, and I have over 80,000 impressions from hashtags alone. So if I didn't use hashtags, 80,000 people wouldn't see my photo that I just posted. So that is proof that hashtags still work. And if you're not using them, you're definitely missing out. You can be reaching more people. You can be getting more and more impressions. So definitely take just note of this. Like if you still haven't used hashtags, you need to get on this and you're definitely missing out if you're not. And I recommend using all the hashtag space. Here are just some tips on top of that for the last part of our podcast. And I definitely recommend using all of the hashtag space. So use all the hashtags that you can because that is great exposure. I also recommend saving your hashtags in notes on your phone so you don't have to create new hashtags every time that you're going to post. So I just have about 3 sets of hashtags saved in my notes and I just alternate with 3 of them and I use them throughout my profile. And lastly, it does not matter if you put your hashtags in the comment section or in the caption itself. I heard people argue about this before. People have asked me, hey Val, does it actually matter if I post my hashtags inside the comment section or the caption? And it does not matter. The algorithm doesn't really care where you post it. As long as you actually have hashtags, they will work. So that is just up to your personal preference. I just like to put them in the comment section because it makes my caption look less messy. Plus, I post very long captions and I don't want it to look even more longer by posting hashtags. So I put my hashtags in the comment section, but it's up to you. There's really no difference on how well they perform. And now we have made it to the end, so I'm super proud of you. If you're listening and you made it to this point, congratulations. We learned that in order to start on Instagram from scratch and have a successful account, you need to, number one, pick a niche, number two, have a business account, number three, optimize your bio, number four, create savable content, and lastly, number five, use hashtags. So these are amazing tips, and if you take action, you're gonna have a great and successful start to your account on Instagram. And I know that you're gonna do well because you're already learning. You're trying to do the best that you can when you're starting to grow. So that is awesome, and I'm super, super proud of you. Additionally, I would love to share a really cool resource that I think you guys will find useful. I actually have a free growth hacks PDF, and this is something you can download, and I talk about the best organic strategies to grow your account. So if you want to download this PDF, or maybe you already downloaded it, but if you want to share it with a friend, the link will be in the profile on Instagram, on my profile on Instagram. And also, if you're listening on Spotify, I actually will have that linked in the description of this podcast episode. And go ahead and download that. It's going to be emailed to your mailbox after you download it on my landing page. And it's a really awesome resource. I have so many people who said that they've actually seen growth just by using this free growth hacks PDF. So it's a successful thing that is free, amazing resource that you can actually use. Now I want to thank you for giving me your time, for me to teach you this information. I really value your time and I know how important it is. So thank you for these 20 plus minutes, for learning, for taking time out of your busy life. I know how busy we are, and that is awesome. So I really want to congratulate you. Thank you for your time. And I really hope to see you in the next podcast episode. And I'm wishing you so much success.